Chapel Hill's 1200 MLK project paves the way for a new gas station, convenience store, and storage unit while protecting an existing mobile home park. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger said if the rezoning application was denied, the developer Stackhouse Properties told the council they would have closed the Tar Heel Mobile Home Park, effectively displacing 73 families.
We have no way to force him or anyone to keep a mobile home park open. We were able to negotiate such that the residents there, the 73 families, and there's over 65 children included in those families, were able to have a rent freeze for the next 3 years. They've had their rent frozen for two years. Now it'll be three more. And a slight percentage market increase and get annual leases. And that's pretty unusual for a mobile home park to begin with.
Heminger said these rent freezes will help to keep families in their homes as rental rates continue to rise. According to the Town of Chapel Hill's latest Affordable Housing Quarterly Report, rental rates have increased by 20% since 2014, with a 28% rise in home values. The controversy surrounding the 1200 MLK project, predominantly stemming from the threat of closure for the Tar Heel Mobile Home Park, highlighted a need for more affordable housing in the area. Affordable housing in Chapel Hill is housing that costs no more than 30% of a household's income. Chapel Hill currently has more than 1,100 affordable housing units. Heminger said the town is working with families like those living in the Tar Heel Mobile Home Park on how to work towards buying a new type of house if homeownership is their goal.
Habitat has an opportunity coming up. We do at 2200 Homestead. There will be some other affordable housing options, and we're going to directly go in and talk to families in these communities to say what pathway can we help you in case your property does come under the same scenario. What does that look like?
For the 2021 fiscal year, more than $6 million have been budgeted for emergency housing strategies in Chapel Hill. From July to December of 2020, the town provided emergency housing assistance for 704 households. At their meeting last week, Heminger said the town council received an affordable housing update, which shows an increase in opportunities in the next few years.
We're going to have a significant number of new affordable housing because we've been on a trajectory to get there. We've got very strategic. We planned it. We've pulled the bond monies. We've partnered with other groups to make those bond monies go further. So we're going to have more affordable opportunities, and we're going to reach out to individuals in these mobile home parks to see what pathway we can help them transition so that they're not beholden to someone who owns the land underneath them.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.